The Braves take the first two in the three-game set over the Houston Astros. It was pitching, pitching, and more pitching from two guys that nobody expected to have the days that they did. Darius Vines on Monday, and then the new ace of the Braves, Ronaldo Lopez, on Tuesday, shutting down the potent Astros offense. And what do we know? Late-game magic. It travels to Houston. The Braves with ninth-inning magic in each of the first two wins in the Space City, and we're here to talk about it. From the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, this is the Braves Report, presented by Kroger, the podcast that takes you inside the clubhouse and gives you the stories behind the score. I'm Barrett Salee, hanging out in the heart of Braves country, and it is a happy Braves country yet again. The Braves go back to a special place, Minute Maid Park, full of Braves fans for the second straight game, and win again on the same field they celebrated the 2021 World Series title. Hey, if this is your first time listening to us, welcome aboard. And make sure you follow us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And hey, let's explore a world of cooking with Kroger Chef Jr. Join us at your local Kroger, where the Kroger chefs will teach your kids how to make fun and tasty recipes. Saturday, April 20th, your kids can learn how to make a festive Earth Day fruit snack. Each Kroger Chef Jr. is a 30-minute class where your child receives an apron and a patch, chef's hat, recipe card and holder, and a whisk for only $7 per child. Register for your time period today at KrogerChefJr.com. Like we all expected, Ronaldo Lopez is the ace of the Atlanta Braves. That was what we all expected, right? I mean, it seemed that was pretty obvious in spring training that, you know, it wasn't going to be Strider or Fried or Sale or Morton, that Lopez was going to be the guy. Oh, that's not true? Oh, well, it is now, because Ronaldo Lopez is absolutely money yet again. For the third straight start, he goes six innings, only gives up four hits, one walk, seven Ks, and these are the big ones, 14 swings and misses on Tuesday night. Think about that, 14 swings and misses against this Astros lineup. His slider was working. That was the best slider we've seen from him all season. And in the other two games, they were magic just as well. So Ronaldo Lopez with a fantastic, fantastic outing. And here is his catcher, Chadwick Tromp, and manager Brian Snitker on Lopez's big outing.
He's an animal, man. He's a competitor. He's a pitcher. You know, he's not just a thrower. He's very smart. He does his study. He does his job before the game. Goes out there and compete. I mean, today was phenomenal for him. I'm very happy for him. I give all the credit to him, and he's going to be good for us long term.
He's really good. You know, threw the ball really well against a really good hitting club, and you know, so another solid one. I see that, you know, guys are starters, and you know, you do that sometimes with position players that have position changes when they go back after they kind of get more established, and they've experienced things a lot more, and you know, I'm sure he's a more mature pitcher right now than he was when he started before.
I'm being serious. He is the Braves' ace. There's no doubt about it. His ERA right now, 0.50, a 0.94 whip, 18 strikeouts in 18 innings. He is the most reliable pitcher on the staff, and it's not even close. Now, the idea with Ronaldo Lopez was that you would get, what, 100 innings out of him? Justin Toscano last week said, yeah, it's probably about 100 innings, and then they'll move to the bullpen and, you know, go in a different direction. Maybe he does reach an innings limit. Maybe he pushes himself to a point where, yeah, he gets worn down. A lot like Bryce Elder last year, right? But it's a fun ride right now. And it doesn't show any signs of slowing down. And so what do you do if you're Brian Snitker? Do you just ride Ronaldo Lopez until he runs out of gas? If he runs out of gas? I say the answer is yes. After what we've seen, the answer is yes. He's got electric stuff. Again, that slider is unhittable. Unhittable. It's the biggest reason he had 14 swings and misses on Tuesday night. This is a guy that right now maybe if Strider was in the lineup, yeah, or in the rotation, yeah, you'd have to see if you can get 80-100 innings out of him in that fifth starter role. But now that he's the fourth starter, you ride him till he runs out of gas. And I don't know if he's going to run out of gas. I think for him to be in this situation, this is a prove-it position for him. Yeah, he's been a reliever, but he has not had a chance like this to show just how good he can be. And if he's going six innings, five innings, he's gone six every single outing, but even if it's a five-inning outing, you're not putting a lot of tread on those tires if you're Brian Snitker. So to me, you know, if you've listened to this show, and I know a lot of you have, this is a Ronaldo Lopez fan zone. He is the unofficial poster child for the Braves report, because obviously he is the ace. And I can't wait to see what happens moving forward, because this is something they can build off of. And it seems to me like Lopez and Chadwick Trump definitely have that connection. You know, back in the day, Greg Maddux had didn't have Javi Lopez. They didn't have a connection, so it was Eddie Perez. And then after Eddie, it was, you know, whoever else. There were a couple other guys that filled that role. But Maddux had that connection with Eddie Lopez. I'm sorry, Eddie Perez. It seems like Ronaldo Lopez and Chadwick Trump are on the same page. I don't think you ever see Lopez shake Trump off. If it happened on Tuesday, I didn't see it. If it happened before in the other two starts, I didn't see it either. So that's magic. It's magic. And that's a common theme for this Braves team. Because again, ninth inning magic for the second straight day. Four runs in the ninth. And a game that, yeah, unlike Monday's game, you kind of needed it after the lackadaisical performance from Aaron Bummer in the bottom of the ninth. It got a little sketchy, and those runs became very, very valuable, unlike Monday night when it just blew the game open. But we talk about this, and the Braves, we talked to them in the clubhouse last homestand, and it was asked after the game, and this is just their identity. They understand how to make things happen late. They don't let the moment be too big for them. And we've seen that this year. Now, what is interesting to me in a lineup that has been ravaged by injuries, but Ozzie's injury, we'll talk about that in a second, has changed some things. Ronald's power outage has changed some things. And we'll talk a little bit about how that actually might be a good thing for the Braves later in the show. So stay tuned for that. But the bottom three in the order, Kelnick, Guillorme, and Trump, 5-for-12 with 4 RBI. On Tuesday, Chadwick Trump absolutely torched one to left center. And Luis Guillorme dropped a little lob wedge right there on the line in clutch situations late in the game in that ninth inning. If you're getting clutch performances from those guys, then I can't wait to see what happens when everybody else wakes up. Especially Austin Riley, and especially Ronald Acuna Jr. But we're getting production as Braves fans. I'm not talking about small, elite production, important production from guys that we had no idea we'd have to go to on April 15th and April 16th. Luis Guillorme, Chadwick Trump, Jared Kelnick's been awesome all year. Ronaldo Lopez, Darius Vines. It's like that Cleveland Indians on Major League, those groundskeepers. I'm not going to say the word, but who are these guys? Well, we knew their names. We didn't know the importance that they'd play, especially early in the season. And they are coming through with flying colors. Well, you know, maybe with the exception of Allen Wynans. But it's neither here nor there. There was bad news, Braves country, and I think you all know where we're going with this one. Ozzie Albies fouls a ball off his big toe on Monday. It was announced Tuesday afternoon that he will, in fact, go on the 10-day injured list. It's a fractured right big toe. I have never fractured my right big toe. I would imagine it's hard to walk without full function of your big toe, because that is kind of an important part of your foot. So 10 days, probably going to be a little bit more than that. And that's fine, you know, considering what it could have been. But here's Ozzy on the injury. He spoke with reporters before the game. So here's a little bit from Ozzy.
Like I said, it's a freak injury, and there is nothing I can do about it. Just make sure I heal faster and faster, and be ready to go as soon as I feel good. I'm gonna be honest, not really surprised, because normally when stuff like this happens, 3-4 innings in, it kind of go away. This one stayed, so I was like, this is not feeling right. And yeah, I didn't expect it to be broken. Like, obviously, it was like probably really, really deep bone bruise, but yeah, I mean, hopefully I feel better, and I want to be back out there playing, of course.
Is that a realistic chance?
Like I said, if I feel good in 2-3 days from now and I can run, yeah, I'm going to be out there. I don't know the exact date, but I'll be out there ready to go as soon as I feel better.
It sucks for the Braves, because he is, I think, the leader of that clubhouse, a guy that keeps everything light. And obviously his stats, his baseball card speaks for itself. So you don't replace him. You just have to find a bridge, or in this case, two bridges. David Fletcher gets called up from Gwinnett. He was batting 280 in AAA. He's long career with the Angels, has never really had a chance to settle in a role over there. And now I think more than likely he will be basically what Guillorme was before. And that is somebody you put on the bench just for insurance. And if something comes up, you use him. I don't think we'll see a lot of Fletcher, because I do think there's trust in Guillorme to do what he did on Tuesday. And that is play good defense, hit the ball, maybe, you know, maybe not have two RBIs every game, but he went 1-for-4, had two RBIs. I mean, 1-for-4 on any given night without the RBI, you know, okay, 1-for-4 from your second baseman who's not supposed to be playing, as long as he's not making errors, that's fine. And here's Brian Snitker talking about what the plan is at second base moving forward.
Yeah. You know, they shoot both in spring training. We're very impressive at second base. So, you know, yeah, it's hard to, you know, it's hard. Ozzy's a hard guy to replace. I mean, this guy's an all-star and all. And but you know what? That's just one of the things you got to do. So I think I feel good about with the guys we have to fill the void for, you know, till he's back.
But all in all, Braves fans, it's been a great couple of days in Houston. Going back to the scene of one of the most memorable games in Braves history and taking the first two from an Astros team that actually had some momentum going into the series. It's just, you can't see what I'm doing, but it's chef's kiss. It's exactly what we needed to do, what the Braves needed, especially considering the rotation issues that it has had. And now, granted, the Astros pitching situation wasn't that great either, but the Braves looked like, the Braves pitchers, Vines and Lopez, looked like superstars. The Astros pitchers, not so much. So it's been a great 2 days, and we will recap what we talked about Monday and provide a little bit of a breakdown of what Darius Vines did in his first start after the break. From the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, this is the Braves Report presented by Kroger. We'll be back after the break, so stick around and let's have some fun, Braves country.
What's so great about being a Kroger Boost member? Free delivery on the Kroger products you love, and more rewards too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by Kroger Plus. Learn more at Kroger.com today.
In Atlanta, one voice has stood out for over four decades. An AJC original, The Monica Pearson Show.
Let's talk about how you got to ESPN.
Revealing interviews.
You are known as America's doctor, but I want to know who you were before that.
When you have a different name, you have different color skin, it can be tough.
With Atlanta's most famous faces as you've never seen them before.
I'm telling my story. This is the American dream.
The Monica Pearson Show, streaming now on AJC.com.
We've got an all-star offer for Braves Report listeners, and this deal is a steal. For a limited time, pay only $1.25 per week for the AJC's baseball season pass, and it'll be like you're inside the clubhouse from now through the end of the World Series. You'll get all the latest on trade rumors, fantasy baseball, postseason predictions, and more. Enjoy exclusive offers, giveaways, and contests to show off your fandom. Plus, you'll get access to AJC's essential journalism, premium podcasts, original videos, and more. Get details and subscribe now by going to AJC.com/BSP. That's AJC.com/BSP. Get ready for a great season, sports fans. This deal is only for new subscribers. So let's go back to Monday night, because Monday night, in my mind, Braves Report listeners, might be the most important game the Braves have played so far this season. First things first, obviously, because it was in Houston, the site of the World Series, when everybody's already excited. But here we have Darius Vines going for the Braves. One of the many, many players, we saw Allen Winans a week ago, who are vying for the coveted fifth starter spot after Spencer Strider's injury. And so Darius Vines, a guy who started in Gwinnett in the opener. He has experience with the Braves, not a lot, but he's been up here. And now he's thrust in a position where he is starting against an absolute juggernaut in the American League. Now, no, they have not been a juggernaut this season. And we talked to Dan Matthews from 790 in Houston about that and their problems in the previous episode. But Darius Vines needs to prove what he can do in a massive situation. And he did. 4 2/3, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 3 walks, and a strikeout. It was a phenomenal performance from a guy who I think has a really, really big chance, really good chance to securing many more starts in a Braves uniform this season. And here is Brian Snitker on his potential fifth starter and what he did against the Astros.
No, I thought it was really good. Really good. I think, you know, once he was out there and kind of got his sweat going and got in a little rhythm, he started pitching and mixing his pitches, and command was better, and the changeup became really good, and he's cutting the ball, looked like some. And you know, he did a great job just battling through to get there and hung with himself.
Look, it wasn't just that Darius Vines pitched well. He didn't qualify for the win because he got in some trouble in the fifth inning, but wins are overrated for pitchers anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But the big news is that things could have gotten way out of hand for Darius Vines. In the first inning, 2 hits, 2 walks, a run, and yet he only gives up a run. That is a direct contrast to Arrigetti, the Astros starter, who was up to like 60 pitches or 55 pitches through 2 innings and left down 2-1. Vines figured out how to escape. Vines figured out what needs to be done to right the ship. And he did that. The second time through the order, the Astros had absolutely no chance. And I think Snit rightfully did not want to give those Astros hitters a look at Vines for the third time, which is why he got pulled in the fifth. And that's totally fine. But the mental fortitude and the ability to consistently make everything about the next pitch, the next batter, I think that showed in Darius Vines' escape in the first inning. And here is Vines and Brian Snitker on an outing that could have gone south in a hurry.
You know, it's been a little while since I've thrown, but once you're out there, you just got to get outs. And I mean, Altuve is a really good hitter right now. He hit me first pitch, and then I think first or second pitch in that I beat a Yordan. I grounded out, got him to ground into a double play. So that felt pretty good, but, you know, just a little walk and then base hit. And then, honestly, I was like to Chaz, I was like, you got to make a pitch, got to get out of here. And, you know, it was a successful pitch, so.
He doesn't give in, and he changes speeds and moves it around. And, you know, he always just kind of hangs there. You know, he stays with, he just keeps pitching and doesn't give in. And that was really impressive. Very, very impressive outing.
I think right now with Strider out, the Braves are trying to get 40, 50, 60 innings out of four guys. Allen Winans, Darius Vines, I think Smith Shawver and Bryce Elder will probably be in that group. And maybe some other people, it depends. But I think that's the goal. And Allen Winans is not going to get another shot at that. Allen Winans might be disqualified after what happened last week in Atlanta. But Darius Vines should get another start. He should probably get two starts, maybe even three starts. Because how can you pull the plug on the guy right now? Sure, it does not have to be this weekend. With the off day, the Braves can skip him. Which, does Snit typically do that? Not really. So he might get a start four games from now. He should get another one, and then one after that. Because in a situation like this, you're owed a mulligan, unless you're Allen Winans. You're owed a little bit of a mulligan if you've had success before. And Vines has. So if he gets blown up in his next start, okay, not ideal. However, we've seen what the ceiling is, at least so far in his major league career. The ceiling that he has was accomplished two days ago. But he has the ability to break through it because he hasn't had that many chances. So Darius Vines, definitely one start. I think definitely two. And then probably actually a one beyond that. A performance like what he had in Houston is enough street cred, I think, to really help this Braves team moving forward. And on Monday, we saw what the Braves have done a lot of in the ninth inning, putting games out of reach. Eighth, ninth inning, this team, they're on it. We've seen it time and time again, not just this year, but in previous years. It's the calling card of the Braves. It's part of the identity, part of the DNA of the Braves, is for late inning comebacks and late inning rallies that put games out of reach. But this one was interesting on Monday. Five singles, four runs, which kind of is a theme now, right? Home runs really aren't there. Doubles are. Singles are. Five singles in the ninth. What, we have six straight singles three games ago, whatever it was. Think about how deadly this team can be. Knowing that they can do what they do late in games. Here is Brian Snitker and Michael Harris, who was a part of the action in the ninth inning on Monday night, on what it means to be able to score late and put games out of reach.
It was big to, you know, we had him warmed up because, you know, until you get the add-on runs, but did not have to pitch him after throwing, you know, getting a save yesterday was big.
It's good that everybody in the lineup can hit for average as well instead of just, I guess, swinging for the fences. Obviously, we had a lot of home runs last year, but at the same time, in two strike situations, we were able to get singles and get the next man up.
You know, it got me thinking about what this team can be with the game with six straight singles, the rally on Monday night in the ninth, the doubles that the Braves have. This isn't normal. And what I mean by normal is these Braves are mashers. They hit nukes. We know what this team is. And that is a home run first team, a team that thrives off the long ball, a team that can set records and did set records with the long ball. But if now we're talking about the DNA and identity of also being singles and doubles, how do you stop it? What do you do? How do you do it? We were what? 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks into the season, And we haven't, we are down in terms of home runs by stars. We're not just not getting production from a power perspective at the bottom of the lineup, because you kind of expect that, right? We're getting, we're at a power, the power outage has been everywhere. And yet the Braves still are where they are. So I know there's been a lot of concern, consternation, worries about not just Acuna's start to the season, but really the power not really being there for a lot of guys not named Marcell Ozuna. I view it in a different way. I view it as a blessing. I view it as confirmation that this Braves team is not one-dimensional. It's not two-dimensional because it doesn't necessarily rely on its pitching staff. It can be a dink and duck team. It can be a team that just sort of keeps moving things down the line. Keeps that line moving. I think that's a very, very important piece of this puzzle. Because what if the Braves run into a situation where the bats go cold from a power perspective like they did against the Phillies the last couple of seasons in the division series? You can rely on singles. You know you can win without the power surge. And yeah, there are some struggles in that department. Austin Riley with runners in scoring position hasn't necessarily been great, and that's kind of a trend. Which, okay, I get it. If we're going to nitpick and we're nitpicking on Austin Riley, then I think we're all right. I think there's not much. You're trying to find issues just for the sake of finding issues. But for this team to be able to win as a singles and doubles team, and knowing that the long ball will come eventually, and I think sooner rather than later, to me it proves that this team is the best team in the National League, or at least will be the best team in the National League. You know, you can sit here and say, okay, right now they might not be because of that power outage. Okay, I can listen to that argument. And honestly, I might agree with that argument. But it's not now that matters. It's September and October. And at some point soon, the power is going to get back. And we're going to be talking about the most complete offense in Major League Baseball. And I don't think it's going to be close. I think this team could set records in a variety of different ways offensively. And so, no, there are some issues with the Braves right now. Minor ones, but they are there. Because like I said, are the Braves the best team in baseball? No, because you have to factor in that this year we haven't seen it, but we know it's coming. And I think the ninth inning against the Astros in game one of this series absolutely proves that. And that will do it for this edition of the Braves Report from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. I really appreciate you checking out the show. Please give us a 5-star review if you love it. Leave a comment, subscribe, share it, all that stuff. And honestly, if you want to leave a comment about how we can do things better, sure, do that as well. Constructive criticism is always a good thing. But if this is your first time listening to us, welcome aboard. And make sure you follow us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And honestly, if you're listening to this show, you already are pretty down with the podcast thing. You already know how to do this. So if you have not subscribed, why don't you do that? And if you have not shared with your friends, I think you should probably do that too. Until next time, until next Friday morning, Have a good couple of days, and hopefully we'll be talking about a series win on Friday morning over the hated Astros in a building where we've had plenty to cheer about in Houston.
When you're looking for leading cardiac treatment, look to Northside Hospital Heart Institute. We lead with 5 emergency cardiac care centers, so we're here when you need us most. We lead with more than 55 locations in Georgia. That means we're always in the heart of your neighborhood. We lead with clarity, because clear direction is better when it comes to understanding every step of your treatment. Northside Hospital Heart Institute. We lead with heart.
The AJC's trusted veteran political voices, Greg Bluestein, Patricia Murphy, Tia Mitchell, and Bill Nigut, are the essential source for Georgia politics. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Politically Georgia. Sign up for the newsletter, download the podcast, subscribe to the AJC.